Remarks of the President, Reading Stadium, Reading, California, 3 October 1952.
I present to you the President of the United States. Chairman, I'm very happy to be here this afternoon, and I'm delighted that I had an opportunity today to take a good look at Shasta Dam. It is a wonderful thing to see. It shows what the people of this country can do through their own government to take what nature offers and put it to work for everybody's benefit. That's what we've done with this water that nature has provided in these mountains. The water stored at Shasta Dam is being used for irrigation, helping farmers grow good crops along the Central Valley. It flows south 500 miles to Bakersfield and halfway back again. The water stored at Shasta Dam is also being used to turn great generators, creating power for farms and homes and cities and factories of this region. Water and power in the right amounts, at the right places, and for the right price. These are the keys to the development of the West, from the Rocky Mountains to the coast. All over the West now, we are checking floods and turning water into storage places, where it can be used to make power and to irrigate the land. That is what we are doing here at Shasta. That is what will be done soon at Folsom Dam. We are doing the same thing at Bonneville and Grand Coulee, at Hungry Horse Dam in Montana, where I stopped the other day, at the Tennessee Valley Dams back east, and at Boulder Dam in the southwest. I call it Boulder Dam, but the Republicans prefer the title Hoover Dam. They changed the name back in the 80th Congress, and that's the only contribution to the power field that the 80th Congress made. I know the Republicans puzzle me sometimes. They're always saying that when we build these dams to produce public power, that's socialism. But they still want to name that dam for President Hoover. So there stands on the Colorado River a magnificent monument to creeping socialism, and the name of it is Hoover Dam. I think that's kind of funny. All these great projects are public projects developed by your government. They are public projects because the water resources they use belong to all the people. They are public projects because they are enterprises of tremendous size and scope, involving the coordinated development of whole river systems for many purposes. They are expensive to build and require much time to pay for themselves. These are the reasons why the American people have turned to their government to do these things. And the government has been doing them and doing a great many other things the people want and need and are entitled to. The firm belief of the Democratic Party that our government exists to serve the people of the country. That is what my administration has tried faithfully to do, and Franklin Roosevelt did the same thing before me. In 20 years, in 20 years, under federal programs carried out by Democratic administrations, Water has been brought to 3.5 million acres of rich western farmland. That's an amount of acreage and crops equal to the cultivated land in New England and New Jersey combined. In those 20 years, the government has appropriated about $2.5 billion for western reclamation projects, more than 7 times the total in all the years previous to that. And one of our proudest accomplishments, one of the most successful, is Shasta Dam and the whole great reclamation and irrigation project in the Central Valley of California. My friends, it may be hard for you to understand why I should interrupt a campaign trip in this election year to come and sing the praises of Shasta Dam and the Central Valley Project. It may appear to you that their usefulness and value are self-evident. You may believe that projects of this kind need no defense from me, speaking as a partisan campaigner. But if you have any notions of that sort, you better get them out of your head. For in this election, there are a few issues more clearly at stake than the future of these projects and the policies which brought them into being. It is not the Democratic Party which has made these things an issue. Our party platform accepts them all and pledges to continue to improve them. It is not the Democratic candidate for president who has made an issue of public power or reclamation or flood control. On the contrary, he made it perfectly plain in Seattle a few weeks ago that he stood fair and square on the Democratic platform. No, it's not the Democrats. It is the Republicans who have made the issues here. It is an issue because the Republicans are threatening to wipe out the progress we have made and to reverse our policies, however and wherever they can. The Republican platform hints at this intent. Their candidate for president has now confirmed it, and their record in Congress bears him out. Now, as far as the Republican candidate, I do not know what view he may have formed upon these questions before he entered into the politics this summer. It may be that in his life of Army service, he never had occasion to form any views at all on this subject. But one thing I do know, since he became a candidate, he seems to have embraced most of the prejudices of the Republican old guard. He's surrendered to them, and he speaks their language now. Now, my friends, I feel very sorry for that little band of liberal Republicans who dreamed that the general would become their champion. Men like Earl Warren, men like Wayne Morris, must find it hard to listen to what he has to say these days. When the general spoke in Boise, Idaho a few short weeks ago, he left no doubt that he was now the spokesman for the old guard GOP. He made it plain he does not understand and does not sympathize with federal action to harness our rivers and provide the water and power that you need so badly here. He does not think the federal government should do these things. Many people have been wondering what kind of a president the Republican candidate would make if he were elected. Many of you may have wondered just what he would do about public power and reclamation. He has not been specific up to now, but I do not think the answer is hard to find. I think it can be found in the record of the Republicans in Congress. It is a record written by the same old guard Republicans who now surround the five-star general. These are the people who voted against creating the Tennessee Valley Authority in 1933. These are the people who voted in 1946 to block the great transmission line from Shasta Dam to Sacramento. These are the people who voted in 1947 to cut out half the money for the Central Valley Project. These are the people who voted 5 separate times in the Republican 80th Congress to cripple rural electrification. These are the people who voted just last year to sabotage our national power policy and give the power companies a rake-off on public power sales. The old guard Republicans of today are a far cry from men like Teddy Roosevelt and Gifford Pinchot, men who did so much for conservation in this country. But those were different days, and they were a different breed of Republicans than the ones who run the GOP today. Today's Republican leaders have but one thought in mind, to serve the interests of the big corporations that finance the Republican Party and control its policies from top to bottom. My friends, the power companies own a great deal of stock in the Republican Party, and that party's policies on public power will be the policies these private interests want, not what you want. The plain people of this country do not count with the GOP, and the resources of this country will no longer be developed for the people if the Republicans succeed in grabbing off the White House and the Congress next November. Remember that. Give it some thought. It is a matter of very great importance to you and to this whole wonderful Western country. A vote for the Republicans in this election is a vote against your own interests. A vote for them is a vote against the future. It is a vote against the growth, the prosperity, and progress of California and the whole West. I urge upon you, do not turn this country over to the special interest lobby. Cast your vote for a president who understands your problems, cares about your needs, and will work for your progress and the country's progress.
Vote for Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. You ourselves are responsible for the sort of government we'll have in the next 4 years. You are responsible if your own interests are not protected. You, the people, are the government of the United States. And if you don't exercise your privilege at the polls next November, and you get bad government, and you get these great things wiped out, which you've been building in the last 20 years, you won't have anybody to blame but yourselves. So do your duty on election day, and then you'll be all right, and we'll have 4 more years of good government.